Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, Cox? Locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Preparers. Thank you for being in class with us today. And if you've noticed, there aren't any other broadcasts that do what we do. Why is that? Nathan, thank you for engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network, the leader in talk radio, the worldwide leader in talk radio. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain Vance. How are you?
Well, I was just great. I was thinking, Kyle, why is it that other broadcasts don't do what we do? And the answer is really simple. They can't.
Well, you know, Vance, I think it's the reason that for this broadcast in particular, it's the reason that they don't do it is the reason not only that they can't, but it's the reason also people don't prepare. It's yeah. Because they have the bias, you know, the normalcy bias that everything is going to continue as it is, and they can't seem to either they block it out or they can't seem to sense that we are in for some huge changes and some dire consequences for not preparing.
I just heard on the news just before we came on the air, top of the hour news right here on Genesis Communications Network, and that news is provided by another company. So it's not us at USA Prepare. It's not us at GCN. It is another company. And they reported a survey. Joe Biden's approval rating has fallen below 50%. Now, if you think about that, class, if you think about all of the mistakes he has made, all of the dumb things he has done, and still about 50% of Americans think he's doing a good job. They approve of him. If that doesn't tell you that they're at least 50% GDP, I don't know what does. I'm dumbfounded. Kyle, we're going to talk about some interesting things today. Like, well, you had called me and we had talked about what would you have as barter items going forward? You know, because maybe currency just isn't worth anything. You know, you hand somebody a $100 Federal Reserve note and they look at you like, yeah, but, you know, I'd write on it, but there's like those green and black ink on it, so I can't really use it for paper. What would I do with that? You know, it's not worth anything as currency. I mean, that could happen, right? It has happened in the Weimar Republic. So we're going to be talking about those things, but I wanted to mention a few things that I thought were really kind of interesting. I have some tips from just recently developed tips. Some of them are in the book. But one of them is we recommended here at USA Prepares that you consider getting 55-gallon barrels. Some of them are, and they come different ways. You can buy them steel, and you can buy them in plastic. And then you can buy them with the removable tops. So you can get a plastic used oil drum, as that's what they used to be called. Sometimes syrup comes in them, like date syrup or honey. You know, when they're shipped from overseas, they put them in these 55-gallon, allegedly food-grade, epoxy-painted steel barrels. And the lids, you can unbolt a single bolt that has a band on it that secures the lid with a gasket. Some barrels have just round 2-inch bungs, and there's a special wrench that you use to take those bungs out. Some of them have two of those 2-inch holes. Some of them have a larger 2-inch hole and a smaller hole. Some of them are plastic with plastic lids, and some of them have removable plastic lids. Some of them are sealed with 2-inch bungs. So you can get all different kinds. And we bought a bunch of them. I mentioned to our son, and I think we ought to get some more. It's not like we didn't have them, but I mentioned I think we should get some more. So I think I probably said a few more. Well, a few more to our son, he just rounds up. And a few more is how many would fit in the truck. I mean, that's how many a few is to him. So he came home with a pickup truck load. Couldn't put another barrel on it if he had to. And they were food grade. And these have the removable lids. They were $16 a piece, 1/6. And we put things in them that, you know, that we want to keep, like dog food in the bag, cat food in the bag, chicken feed in the bag, what's called range cubes, which are really treats for the cows. It's a high protein. It's like dog biscuits for cows. And we buy them in the 50-pound bags. And we, you know, buy cracked corn for the chickens. And so what do you do with all this stuff? Because if you put it in the barn, the rodents are going to eat it. So if you put it in a steel barrel and you have a removable lid, moisture doesn't get in and out very easily. The rodents can't get in and out. But what happens is if you leave some of those barrels outside, and we have some of them outside because I was cleaning out the barn, the whole family was cleaning out the barn. It took 2 weeks to clean it out, to get everything out of the barn, literally 2 weeks. And so we put these barrels outside and it rained. So rain is sitting on top of these barrels. And so what do? Do you take the lids off and pour off the water that's standing a half inch deep on these lids? Well, Mrs. Finelli used some information from elementary school science, and she took a rag. Now think of it like a washcloth. Think of it like a kitchen towel. Think of it like an old cotton shirt. And she just put part of it on the top in the water of the lid. Okay, put on top in the water. And then the rest of it, she hung off the side. Capillary action drew the water off the lid and dripped it down the side of the barrel. So no one had to tip, you know, these 100-pound or 150-pound barrels. No one had to, you know, use some kind of a tool to scrape, if you will, the water off the barrels. It just capillary action pulls the water off these barrels. So now we have these rags that are kind of like shop rags, if you will. And we just put them off on each barrel. We have like four of them. And we just move them from barrel to barrel to barrel. When it rains, and it takes like 10 minutes and it's no work at all. Kyle, any comments about that?
No, it's a good idea, Vince. You and I think a lot alike. I have I have about eight of those extras. But I have about eight of them set aside that are special grade plastic ones with the screw on lids and the removable kind of a top that we can store up to 1,000 pounds of chicken food in. And we buy it by the ton. We buy 2,000 pounds at a time, and we can store half of it in those eight barrels. So that, and it works extremely well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, class, there are reasons for the plastic barrels, and there are reasons for the metal ones. So the plastic ones are great for the chicken feed and that kind of thing. And the metal ones work really well, too, if they're food grade. But the metal ones will rust over time. So I took this concept, capillary action is what we're talking about, and I was working in the automotive shop here at the farm in Colorado Garage. And I was changing the oil on a V12 Mercedes engine. So this is a really complicated, lot of moving parts, V12 engine, 12 cylinders. And so I drained the oil out. I drained it when it was hot. And I let it drip, 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 drip for a day. And I thought, let me just take a part of a paper towel, and I'm talking about a top-quality paper towel. Member's Mark, I believe, is the best paper towels on the market. That's Sam's Club, and they have their they're like $17 for, you know, a bag of them. And so they're heavy duty, and they don't shred like the cheap ones, like the dollar store ones do. So I put it around a piece of copper wire, bare copper wire, 12 gauge, and I made sure that this paper towel, this white paper towel, didn't come off, because the last thing I wanted to do is have it come off where I was going to put it. And I threaded it through the drain plug hole in the oil pan of this V12 engine. And I moved it around a little bit, you know, just kind of probing. And I didn't like the way the oil pan was made. It was a stamped steel pan. Normally in Mercedes, they're cast aluminum. But the stamped steel one wasn't designed as well as I would like, because it wouldn't drain all the oil out. I thought it would hold about, even when you got the last drop you could get out of it, still have about, you know, maybe 4 or 5 ounces left. So I probed around to see how clean the oil was, and I didn't like it, because the oil came out dark. So I thought, I got it. I'll use this capillary action thing. So I threaded a paper towel, you know, twisted it into like a dreadlock. And I threaded it into the hole of the oil pan. And I let it hang out a couple inches lower than the oil pan, on the outside of the oil pan. The thing's been dripping for a couple days now. And it keeps taking oil out. And so far I've got about another 4, 5, 6 ounces of black oil. So have you ever seen that done, Kyle?
No, I never even heard of it, Vince.
Is that cool
ever,
or what?
Nobody ever lets a car stay there that long.
Well, I got to tell you, I am so impressed with how well that worked. So I think maybe after the broadcast I'll put the polio, that paper towel out. And don't do it with a napkin, class, really. That'll shred. And it's a risky proposition. It really is. So if you put in a paper towel that is of questionable strength, and you go to pull it out and it shreds off, and now you got a real big problem. You know, do you take the oil pan out, or do you make a kind of a fishing hook to kind of grab a little bit at a time? You know, it's a real big problem, especially with a little tiny Mercedes drain plug, because the drain plugs are, you know, like a half an inch in diameter on the Mercedes. Now Ford and Chevy, they're a little bit bigger than that, a little bit bigger. So that was one of the tips I had. Any quick comments about that? I got another one.
Nope. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay. Automatic transmission fluid. So when we drain a automatic transmission, if the fluid looks, you know, sort of pink, you know, normally it comes out, you know, cherry red. When you pour it in, it's like cherry red. And over time, it gets, you know, darker and darker and darker, and that the additives are depleted. There's contaminants of friction plates in the automatic transmission fluid. But when the oil comes out reasonably clean, I will save it. And I'll put it in an automatic transmission fluid gallon jug, you know, like the one it came with, and I'll write on it with a tire marking crayon or a magic marker, and I'll put used clean ATF. Now let it sit for months. And what happens is gravity will pull down the particles to the bottom of that jug. And then I'll use it for lubricating oil. Well, there are a couple of uses that are really interesting that you can use it for. You can certainly use new ATF as well. And so one of those uses is if you have headlights, those plastic acrylic headlights, and they get hazy. What I found was I could pour some ATF, automatic transmission fluid, like Dexron, D-E-X-R-O-N, on a paper towel, quality paper towel. Put a lot of it on there, wear those latex gloves, rub it around, let it set for a little while, rub it, and it cleans them up. Not perfectly, but way better than they were. So what does that cost? I don't know, half an ounce of used automatic transmission fluid? You can use new if you want. We'll be right back.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-8255. 7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's in the front of the classroom today. And so we're talking about tips, and we'll be talking about what you should have in order to barter, at least in our opinion. Kyle, have you tried using ATF or engine oil on headlights, the acrylic headlights?
I have never done that, Vince, but I have never done that. But what I have done is, like I mentioned a long time ago on the program, in case somebody, you got a new listener, you can mix that about 50-50 with acetone, and it makes some of the absolute best break free if you've got rusted bolts or something like that. If it makes some of the best break free type lubricant to break things bolts loose that I have ever found.
It absolutely is the best. You're correct there. So what Kyle's talking about, class, is if you take automatic transmission fluid, which is really, really slippery, and you take acetone, which is really, really thin, and you mix them 50-50, you know, one part acetone, one part automatic transmission fluid. And it can be Dexron, it can be Type F Ford, it could be Mercon, which would be, you know, mercury and Ford automatic transmission fluid. And you mix it 50-50 and you keep it in a tight container. You can use that if you have rusted nuts and bolts and you just can't get them to break free. And so it would be a competitor, if you will, to PB Blaster. It would be a competitor to liquid wrench. It would be a competitor to a spray lubricant. But it's better than all of them. It really is. Now, it's not as easy to do because you have to mix it, and it doesn't come in a prepackaged spray can with, you know, a plastic tube to direct the spray exactly where you want it. It doesn't come with that. But if you can figure out a way of, you know, using a Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if it would work. I was thinking a nasal spray bottle if you had to use one of those, but the acetone would probably eat the bottle. So I'm not sure what the best container would be. Metal would be fine. But other than that, I don't know how what you would put acetone in to keep it from eating plastic. Because, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, the Vietnam handcuffs, also known as super glue, if you get that on your fingers and you glue your fingers together, it's really, really hard to get off. And the thing to dissolve the super glue that has hardened is acetone. So if you ever get super glue on you and you figure out you can't get your fingers apart or you get on your wrist or your hands or whatever, or your lips like Art Bell did, acetone. Now, acetone is really dangerous. You don't want to inhale it or ingest it. But if you get on your fingers, it will dissolve it. Another tip I had for automatic transmission fluid is yesterday. Well, I've been telling the class that we have been generating more solar energy than ever before, and so I had to put a fan. I used to use a 4-inch fan to cool the heat sinks of the charge controllers. And it would be blowing on the charge controller heat sinks all day. Well, that wasn't enough. A 4-inch fan was not enough. So now we have like a 16-inch fan or an 18-inch fan. And it'd be like a box fan that you might stick in your window, you know, to kind of cool down the apartment, if you will. Well, the motor doesn't want to turn. Doesn't want to get started. You can use a stick and, you know, kind of help it get started, and maybe it would start, maybe it wouldn't. So I took the fan apart yesterday, and I looked at the bearings, and the bearings were, you know, and this fan's like 30 years old, maybe 40 years old, and the bearings were kind of dry, and it's a sleeve bearing. So I took automatic transmission fluid, used, and I put it on the end of a piece of wire. I used the wire to dip into the transmission fluid and hold a drop, you know, on this piece of wire, and I guided the wire onto the bearing where the shaft of the motor and the bearing meet, and I dropped a couple drops on there, spun the shaft of the motor, and then I did it to the other side of the motor. Now, you can use a piece of wire to guide oil through a passageway that you can't really get a drop of oil on because the oil won't drop by gravity where you want it. So you can use a, you know, piece of wire. And there's enough friction between the surface of the wire and the oil so that the oil will stay on for a real short time, like a second, and then it'll drip off. So if you're careful, it can work. And I did that. And so maybe 6 drops of oil total. I took a fan that absolutely would not start to a fan that works perfectly. So what did I save in those few minutes? I don't know. How much does a fan cost? And can you get one as good as the old ones? I don't think so. So that's another use for ATF, because ATF seems to dissolve some of the varnish and the gums and the gunk that is left by used oil. When we come back, I'd love to hear Kyle's comments about the use of ATF for those kinds of applications. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains, southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Afghan protesters against the Taliban takeover have been murdered by suspected Taliban soldiers. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate position that's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the sort of the Taliban officials who are going on television and radio are saying, that they're changing their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street.
A 2017 Texas statute outlawing an abortion method commonly used to end second trimester pregnancies was upheld Wednesday by a federal appeals court in New Orleans, Louisiana. The law prohibits the use of forceps to remove a fetus from the womb, what supporters call a dismemberment abortion, without first using an injected drug or a suction procedure to ensure the fetus is dead. Abortion rights advocates argue that the law, known as SB 8, effectively outlaws what has often been the safest method of abortion for women in the second trimester of pregnancy. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle is a heavy equipment operator. At one time, he was a service advisor for a multi-brand automotive dealership. And an electrician, a professionally qualified electrician. Kyle, any comments about ATF for oiling electric motor bearings?
I've done it many, many, many times, Vince. In fact, I still pick up little, my favorite thing to pick up constantly is these little tiny fans, you know, that's maybe 6 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we set those, and they pull almost no amperage. And we set one of those on the other side of our wood stove in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pick them up for 50 cents to a dollar all the time at garage sales. And I just was rearranging my shop, and I bet I've got 8 of them sitting in there because one is none and two is one, you know, kind of thing. Anyway, we set it on the other side of our wood stove, and it blows a slight breeze, pushing the heat, circulating it throughout the whole house. And we have, if it gets real cold, we have a bigger fan that's sort of like you're talking about, maybe 10 inches in diameter, that's on a stand, maybe a 12 inches or so. And in the wintertime, if it's real cold, we'll use that fan to push it down the hall into the bedroom. So it's kind of like two fans circulating the heat. In the summertime, when it's really hot, like it has been here, we don't have an air conditioner here, but it has been in the mid-90s. We had a cold front kind of come through here lately, so it's pretty chilly this morning for August. But what we do is I have one of these, probably about 16 inches in diameter, fans that sit at the bottom in our basement. It sits at the bottom of the stairs, and it blows cold air from the basement up into the house. And that's the only cooling other than I cool the house off at night. But during the day, when it gets up to 95 degrees or so here, it's never been hotter than 72 that I have ever noticed. So it's just really nice to be able to use fans. Rather, they're way cheaper than air conditioners, and so to run. But anyway, I wanted to mention something, Vince. The news at the bottom of the hour there mentioned the Fed tapering off its purchases of assets. That, folks, is the people don't realize that the Federal Reserve controls this country. And that, regardless, I don't care who's in power, they control the economy. They actually control everything, pretty much. The reality is when they taper off purchases, that's going to cause a major slowdown of the economy because all of these big businesses are counting on the Fed backing and propping them up with all of this free money, which is the reason that the Brent and I, one of the things that's going to bring up here the first hour is to Vince and I are pretty prepared, but there's a whole bunch of people out there that ain't. So one of the things where we wanted to go with this is that what kind of things, if you haven't prepared at all or not near enough or developed the skills to be able for yourself to be able to survive, what kind of things can you purchase now while your purchasing power is as good as it's going to be that people like Vince or I or someone else who has skills and or has prepared, what kind of things are we going or would we be interested in to be able to trade and barter to help you out? So that was the first hour I was going to talk about some of that. And then the second hour I was going to talk about people that have prepared, like Vince and I, things that we personally want to stock up on extra, much extra of, to be able to help or trade with people to be able to help them out, but also for mercy and just in case. Because I've got a feeling we're going to see stuff like people on foot, traveling on foot on the highways, and people will be starving. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. So what kind of things, the second hour I was going to jump into, what kind of things would we want to stock up on if you're prepared to be able to help people that haven't or that are destitute? Anyway, well, we can continue on with whichever way you're going, Vince, but I was just kind of trying to touch on those things, and there's a real reason that we're going to try to cover this stuff.
Yeah, and class, believe it or not, the three things that I mentioned with tips from from the beginning of this class. Paper towels. You know, the plan, my plan when I changed the oil on this V12 engine, that applies to all engines. It applies to motorcycles. It applies to mowing equipment. It applies to all four-cycle engines, diesel and gasoline. And so that's a tip where you could use a paper towel, a quality paper towel, to extend the life by removing more of the contaminants than you normally would when you change the oil. So that was one reason. So you need, but you need paper towels to do that. The second one was like 55-gallon drums. That's something that you should have for keeping dog food and cat food and maybe even some of your food, depending on how you live. Maybe rodents can get into your basement. So if you have a 55-gallon food-grade barrel down there, where it's cool most of the time, but damp, unless you have a dehumidifier, well, one of these 55-gallon drums would be great. So do we have some? Yes. Does Kyle have some? Yes. Would we be willing to trade for something else? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So that's one of those items as well. And rags. We don't throw rags out. Why? Because, well, as I told you, you could use a rag to drain the lids of these 55-gallon drums. You can use it for cleaning up oily messes. I mean, there are a lot of things you could use them for. So all of the things that I talk about have multiple uses. Like, one of the items that, one of the tips in the book is, you know, you can buy cat litter. Well, what else can you use cat litter for? Well, you can use cat litter to pick up an oil spill in the garage. So if you have a car that leaks, and, you know, obviously we put down that overpackaging, those boxes that Sam's Club sends us, you know, and way, way, way overpackaged. So I cut them so that they're flat, and I put them under vehicles, and it catches the little oil drips. Okay, because I don't want the oil dripping on concrete. So, but if we change the oil on a transmission and it's messy and oil spatters, we just use some cat litter and we sweep it into a pile and we don't throw it away. It just sits there on the floor in a pile out of the way so we don't, you know, kick it around and spread it. But what else can you use for cat litter in case you don't have cat litter? You can use something called oil absorb. So instead of buying cat litter in the buckets at the store, you can go to the auto parts store. And I think for $3 a bag, maybe 33 pounds, you can get what's called oil dry or oil absorb. And it's the same darn stuff, except it doesn't have the little green speckles in it, you know, the chlorophyll. So you can use that for cat litter. You can also use it to pick up spills because it's absorbent. Just another thought. Back to you, Kyle.
Okay. Well, do you mind if I jump into some of the things that I had thought of here?
Yeah, please okay, do.
Okay. All right. So, folks, if you were to come to Vince or I and say, you know, my car's broke down and I need help, is there a way you could pull it over to my house? And we might say, we'd probably help you, you know, unless if you're a doctor or a dentist, your skills are going to be worth not as much as you're getting now. But if we have to trade food or something like that, nothing that you have right that you buy right now, I'm just going to tell you this right up front. I don't care what it is. Nothing you buy other than possibly a doctor or a dentist, something if we are in dire need and it's a matter of life and death, nothing that you have is going to be worth as much as you paid for it for trade because we probably already have it. But I'm thinking here, if you came to one of us or somebody like us, doesn't have to be us, but if you had lumber or if you had nails or screws, those kind of things Vince and I will always be interested in because even though we've got a bunch, we can always use more. The other thing that somebody like Vince, if he's a farmer, that things that you might have that they might need. If you have ground that can be hayed or baled hay, or if you have gas or diesel, or if you have hay already baled. Somebody like Vince would be extremely interested in trading you car repair or tractor repair, or and I also, for that matter, in some respects, for hay or for firewood if you have wood that can be cut up and be used. Stuff like that is a barterable item. Dog food is always a barterable item. If you've got fresh fruit, if you have happen to have fruit trees where fresh fruit, you have fresh fruit, something like that is a barterable item. Gunpowder and bullets are something that probably we will always be interested in bartering and trading for, assuming even if we don't have calibers that they fit. If they're nominal, used, commonly found calibers, there's something we will probably be interested in trading for. Personally, I'm not trading off gunpowder or bullets to nobody. But if you have them and you want to trade them to me to fix your car, something like that I would be very interested in. Okay? Let's see here. I've got a whole list of different things. Lead. If you've got pure lead, bars, ingots of lead, we would be interested in those things for trade. That kind of thing is always a usable thing for us. If you had tires, even extra tires, if we can't use them, we can probably trade them or barter them off to other people for other things that we might want. If you have, let's see here, I've got a whole list. Maybe even gold and silver later on. I mean, maybe. Here, I'll wait till after the break to finish up on that.
Yeah. Quite interesting. And some of us are doing some of the things that you've mentioned already. We'll talk about that when we come back. Kyle's with us. Class, I hope you're taking notes. We're getting down to the wire. No kidding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know there's something. It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? You've got your. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle brings up a lot of very good points, and class, I hope you're paying very close attention, taking notes. Kyle, please continue.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to put in people's minds is if you haven't developed skills to be able to combat, let's just say things get as bad as it could possibly get, like we go into another depression and people are losing their houses. They're just, all right, and if you are one of those people that happen to have your house paid for, but you haven't prepared and you don't really have any skills other than like a computer geek and you've got money, what are some things you can buy right now that will help you survive when you come to people like Vince or I that have prepared? So I've got other ideas here. Pretty much, if you've got a car, and it is within our, like Vince is more prepared. He has more stuff than I do to be able to repair a bunch of these modern cars. All right, but if you had anything pretty much automotive, Vince would probably be quite interested in doing some trade with you to be able to fix your car. Assuming that we haven't had an EMP or coronal mass ejection and fried your computer, because you're probably not going to be able to get parts. You're not going to be able to get another computer. The thing I wanted to bring up about gold and silver, because I know people who have gold and silver, but they don't know split beans from coffee as far as being able to do hardly anything else. If there is a financial collapse in this country, folks, green paper is going to be pretty much toilet paper. It might be good for a very short period of time, but it's going to continue to plummet as far as its value the more people catch on that the government has no way to back it up. So gold and silver will eventually, that's the key word there, come back in. But what's going to be worth a whole lot more, in my opinion, it's going to be cash first, then goods and services that people can offer is going to be what kind of things that you have now that's going to be a currency. Eventually, people will be able to catch on to and figure out how much that we can use gold and silver to start trading back and forth. But in my opinion, that's going to take a while. It's going to take months at least. And probably I'm talking 6, 8 months, 10 months maybe for people to catch on about that, because 90% of the population has no clue what gold and silver is worth. So we're saying buy stuff, buy things that are useful for you right now. If you're not going to buy food, for sure buy food for yourself and your family and things like that, and freeze dried fine. For if that's all you got, but you better be trying to figure out a way to get close to a farmer and have something that he's interested in order to barter with him for food if you can't grow it. You should be getting together with 2 or 3 or 4 other families and trying to find some kind of a land, if you don't have it, some kind of land or a way to be able to grow enough food for all of you. And you better all be on the same page and picking people that you don't want egotistical type people in your group or in this family setup. Because the old adage that that people used to have all the time, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And that the old timers didn't come up with those sayings for no reason. They come up with those sayings because the reality of trying to survive and live, they saw it fail, because a chain that's broke is none of it good unless you've got some way to put a quote unquote repair link in there, which means somebody's got to go. Otherwise, you're going to continue to try to use a broken chain, and your group is that broken chain. So that's what I'm trying to point out here in this part of it. The next hour, when we come to it, I've got some ideas on people like Vince and I that are preparing, and hopefully some of you out there in the listening audience that are preparing like crazy for what we see coming. Some extra things that we're going to want and that we might not have thought of. Hopefully all you guys already have, but just in case, next hour we're going to try to come up with some more things that we should have extra of just for trade for people that practically have nothing and for the mercy of keeping them alive.
Very well said. Very well said, class. What are you going to do when someone comes knocking at your door and they're starving, or they're sick, or they have a sick child? What are you going to do? Are you going to help them? Or are you just going to turn them away? Kyle brings up some very valid points. I've got a couple comments about some of the things he said. I'll tell you what they are when we come back. And I've got a comment about weak links. And I have a comment about how many people I think are actually prepared. This is USA Today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.